It's a download here in 720 WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's do the carry out. Here are today's top stories for those of you like me who glaze over on anything Trump-Russia. Here's what we know. The latest has the president's son, the slicked-back hair one, not the other slicked-back hair one. The president's son, Donald Jr., took a meeting at the behest of a Russian pop star during the campaign. President Trump allegedly didn't know about it, but the meeting included Jared Kushner and former campaign director Paul Manafort. Now, the Russian government says this crew had nothing to do with them, and I tend to agree. But the meeting was called because a Russian lawyer told them she had some dirt on Hillary Clinton. All right, you want my hot take? Is it time for my hot take already? Okay. I don't think this is collusion by any stretch. I think it was a normal thing to take this meeting. But then again, this is not a new investigation, so why is this just being revealed now? Oh, that meeting? Well, there was that meeting, but no other meetings with Russia. I mean, you mean the other meeting? Well, there was, yeah. I mean, that's it. That's the final. Yes, there's one more meeting. Right. I met with these people 600 times. I mean, seriously, why all the secrecy if you're not doing something shady, right? That's all. Once again, it's the cover-up. Seems to be worse than the actual thing. Jeez, today is supposed to be the deadline for bidders for the Sun-Times to have their funding secured, so that'll either be Tronc, who owns a Trib, or it'll be a bid from former Alderman Edward Eisendrath, who, like Jimmy from Goodfellas, says he's good for it. I'm good for it. And it turns out he is. Robert Feeder confirmed all the necessary money is in escrow, so are we good? I don't know. I don't know how this stuff works. Today's just a deadline, and you know what? This is the state of Illinois, so deadlines don't really matter. But the Sun-Times says that the deal is not secured soon. They will shut their doors, just completely shut down, which would be awful for Chicago because then we'd be forced to read our newspaper in sections, which is much harder on the train. Oh, and also the content. We missed the content, too. Really? Imagine all that paper everywhere in the metro, and you're like, I can't, no place to sit. Another violent weekend, although I'm guess not as bad as the weekend before. I lose track of what number means what anymore. 40-plus shot today. Two were shot, including a couple blocks from our studio. I was walking by the exact area right around the time of the shooting as well. Of course, I didn't know it because I was jamming the new Bruno Mars. Really great headphones. I guess that's the key to avoiding Chicago violence. Ignorant and oblivious. That's the Kaufman way. In the please don't be true category of news today, lawsuits have been filed against the U.S. Olympic Committee over a doctor who's being accused of molesting hundreds of gymnasts while the young girls were trying to make the Olympic team. What? No. The doc is expected to plead guilty to child pornography charges. As part of the deal, he won't be charged with molestation. What? That can't be. Please don't be true. That's like, could there be any worse story than that? Tomorrow is Prime Day. No, not Optimus Prime Day. Amazon Prime Day. It's a later Prime. The Chicago area is celebrating by announcing more retail job losses. Sam's Club gets in the business, saying watch out for June losses, which will be out soon. Yeah, great. NASA's Jupiter probe will fly over the big red spot on the planet tonight. And for the first time, we'll get some close-up images of that big red spot. That's either a dried-up lake or an outdoor concert venue for Jupiter's version of the Dave Matthews Band. Hello, this is Jupiter Dave Matthews. Welcome to Red Rocks. In weather, it's hot and muggy and rainy. So hot, muggy, and rainy. And thunderstorms. Thunderstorm watch. Flights canceled, delayed. Check your phone. In sports, the White Sox and the Cubs limped into the All-Star break in rare form. The Cubs gave up 10 in the first inning. What happened to the slaughter rule? Don't do the slaughter rule anymore? Anyway, they lose 2 of 3 to the Pirates. They finish the first half with a 43-45 record. They're 5.5 back, tied for second with the St. Louis Cardinals. What? So let's sum it up. The Cubs are kind of playing like the Hawks do after they win a cup. Maybe they're kind of stealing that strategy every other year. Maybe that's the thing. But if you talk to any Cub fan, they'll say, nah, we'll turn it on in the second half. I mean, it's the Brewers. Yeah, but the Brew Crew took 2 of 3 from the Yankees this weekend, the same Yankees team that swept the Cubs right out of Wrigley. And say what you will about the Brewers, and I say plenty, hate that team, but the Brewers are 9 games over .500, and they're challenging the Nationals for the number 2 seed in the National League. And to make matters worse, in my fantasy baseball league, Ben Zobrist and Addison Russell dropped today. Could you imagine that last year? And the league that I play in are all Chicago homers. They're the guys that pick, they're like, I like Junior Lake. Is he still around? those guys that keep picking up every time they bring up a Junior Lake. They're like, gotta have him. Mike Montgomery, a spot start, gotta have him. Zobrist and Russell dropped. Eek. On the south side, at least the Sox broke up the Rockies' no-hitter yesterday. I mean, they still lost 10-0, but at least they weren't no-hit. The Rockies took 2 of 3 and scored 26 runs over the weekend. And with that strong showing in Colorado, the White Sox end the first half of the season in last place in the AL Central and last place in all of the American League. Yay! Let's give it up for our rebuilding. We're not rebuilding. White Sox! Also, Chris Sale will start the All-Star game, just to make matters worse. So that means you got 3 weeks to get each and every aging star off the roster to make way for the next generation. I want to see Todd Frazier in Milwaukee, Melky Cabrera back in Toronto, Jose Quintana on the Cubs, David Robertson to the Nationals, Derek Hollins on the Rockies, and James Shields to the Pulaski Park 12-inch league. Just for batting practice. And right now it's the home run derby on ESPN. That one game they promote like crazy, and then you're like, yeah, I'm not going to watch. I mean, it's got to be tennis on or something. Anything? This is the weekend where there's no major sport at all, so perfect time for you to reflect on your life and finally try to understand cricket. Although I guess there is summer league basketball. Bulls rookie Lauri Markkanen. Markkanen? Am I getting that right? Markkanen? Markkanen? Anyway, he wore a jersey this weekend that was misspelled. The Bulls misspelled their first round pick's name on his jersey. Welcome to Chicago. We'll call you whatever we want to call you, okay? Also, D-Wade's coming back. And finally tonight, a black bear tried to eat a teenage counselor in Boulder, Colorado over the weekend. I guess he woke up as the bear was trying to eat his head. But I mean, to be fair, you're in the wilderness in Boulder, Colorado, camping under the stars. Isn't that part of the charm? Now they're going to hunt down that bear and kill him. It's like no one understands the rules of camping anymore. God. I feel bad for that bear. It's like, what'd I do? Thought it was a popsicle. Thought it was a push-up. That's the carryout for July 10th, 2017. Hey, if you like mayonnaise packets, you're in luck. We got a ton. And I don't think they expire. Wait, do they? Nah, you're fine. All right, coming up, Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling, Touche. We'll argue about whether or not it's a big deal. Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner taking that meeting, some Russian lawyer. That's coming up right after the news. It's a download on 720 WGN. Stay with us.